Accessibility helps everyone. Features of accessible design encountered in everyday life benefit everyone, not just those with disabilities. Audible and visual announcements. Isn't it helpful to hear and see announcements for stops when riding a bus or subway line? Those audible and visual announcements are required so that people who are blind or have low vision or are lowercase d/capitalized D deaf or hard of hearing can know when their stops are approaching. Many people in the deaf community prefer use of a lowercase d to refer to audiological status and the use of a capital D when referring to the culture and community of deaf people. We use lowercase d/uppercase D deaf here to be inclusive of all lowercase d/capitalized D deaf people. Audiobooks. In 1932, the American Federation for the Blind created audiobooks on vinyl for the blind. This would not have been possible if American inventor Thomas Edison, who had a disability, hadn't developed the phonograph in 1877. The records came in sets containing complete texts of popular works, such as Shakespeare's plays or the U.S. Constitution. In 1932, Congress passed legislation that allowed the Library of Congress to produce audiobooks, thereby increasing the number of available titles. Now, audiobooks are popular among all people, not just those with disabilities, as a way to enjoy their favorite authors. The Audio Publishers Association estimates that half of Americans have listened to at least one audiobook. The Seattle Public Library has over 78,000 audiobooks. Check one out today. Clear walkways. No one likes to hit their head on wall sconces or walk into handrails, signs on posts, or wall-mounted drinking fountains. That's why the ADA requires minimum headroom clearance and minimum horizontal protrusions. Closed captioning. Many technological developments have served to bring speaking and signing, lowercase d, capitalized d, deaf, and hard of hearing people together in common cause. For example, an array of professional, social, and political action organizations of lowercase d, capitalized d, deaf people worked together to ensure passage of the Television Decoder Circuitry Act in 1993, which required all new television sets made in the USA with a screen of 13 inches or larger to incorporate. An image of a New York Times headline, "Captions for Deaf to be Shown on TV," February 28, 1974. Cooking. The global kitchen brand OXO was inspired by the experience of founder Sam Farber when he watched his wife Betsy, who has arthritis, try to peel vegetables. He decided to make easier-to-use kitchen tools for all people, but especially for chronic pain sufferers like Betsy. 2 decades later, OXO's Good Grips line is used around the world by people with and without physical disabilities. It's hard to think of a vegetable peeler as a radical, Farber said in 2000, but I guess it was. Detectable warning surfaces. Have you ever wondered what those surface patterns of small domes that cross curb ramps are for? They are detectable warning surfaces designed to alert pedestrians who are blind or have low vision to the presence of a hazard, such as a road. They are also required on open boarding platforms and rail stations to discourage people from standing too close to the edge of the platform. Electric toothbrushes. In 1954, the first powered toothbrush, the Broxudent, was made in Switzerland by Dr. Philippe Guy Woug. His toothbrushes were designed to aid dental patients with limited motor skills. Elevators. Moving between floors can be challenging when carrying luggage at the airport. Thanks to accessible design, we all have access to elevators. And while elevators are more convenient than escalators for moving your luggage, they're required to provide vertical access for people with disabilities. Ramps and curb ramps. Ramps and curb ramps help everyone using wheeled devices, not just wheelchairs, but strollers and wheeled briefcases. They are required in the ADA accessibility standards for wheelchair access. Texting. James Marsters, an orthodontist who lost his hearing during infancy, invented a device that relayed typewritten conversations through a telephone. Marster's TTY teletypewriter system enabled tens of thousands of lowercase d, capitalized D deaf people to regularly communicate with hearing people by phone. In the 1990s, that technology was overtaken by text messaging, short message service, or SMS, invented to help people who are lowercase d, capitalized D, deaf, or hard of hearing and used by mobile phone users everywhere. In 2001, a three-year project began among several European research teams, organizations that support lowercase d, capitalized D, deaf people, and Vodafone UK to ensure 3G texting would not only be inclusive for lowercase d, capitalized D, deaf, and hard of hearing people, but also easy to use and beneficial to their daily lives. The resulting technology is used in today's 5G iterations by billions of people around the world, whether lowercase d, capitalized D, deaf, hard of hearing, or hearing. A New York Times image from 1961 of a woman seated beside a TTY teletypewriter machine. Sources: The ADA benefits all people, not just Americans with disabilities. July 26, 2023, U.S. Access Board. The CHIP Bill, closed captioning, and what they did for the deaf community. Awareness, Access, and Change, Gallaudet University. History of closed captioning. NCI leads in providing services to viewers and content providers. National Captioning Institute. Disability Language Style Guide, revised 2021. National Center on Disability and Journalism. Safety and Design Aspects of Powered Toothbrush, a Narrative Review. Sam Farber, creator of OXO Utensils, dies at 88. 2013. New York, New York Times Company. Thank people with disabilities for these inventions. Share America, July 10, 2023. Nolani Kirshner. www.spl.org/exhibits